Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. For the first time since last summer, the city of Boston is not requiring people to wear a mask inside most public spaces. As of yesterday, the city has lifted its mask mandate as Boston's pandemic health metrics show significant improvement. WBUR's Amanda Beilan found many people who are hopeful but cautious.
At Boston's Brattle Bookshop, it's a pretty typical Saturday morning. People are buying books and browsing the three floors of bookshelves inside and the parking lot outside. Some are masked, while others are not. And that's okay, because according to the city, places like the Brattle are no longer required to make each customer cover their nose and mouth properly. For proprietor Ken Gloss, it's a relief.
The mental stress just on the staff asking people to put on masks was a lot harder than the worry at this point, because everybody on the staff is fully vaccinated, boosted.
Last week, Mayor Michelle Wu and the city's Public Health Commission lifted the mask order, which had been in place since August 27, 2021, when then-acting Mayor Kim Janey implemented it. They relied on the same health data to lift the vaccine mandate for businesses last month. Tim Bergey is visiting from Philadelphia. He says he plans to wear his mask indoors here in Boston and indoors back home. He feels it's the responsible thing to do.
Not everybody has that luxury to be safe, have the same kind of access to medical care, support systems, things of that nature. And my wearing of a mask is taking into consideration everybody.
People are still required to wear masks in city schools, on public transit, and in healthcare and congregate care facilities. And individual businesses can implement their own mandates. Over at Audubon Boston, a bar and restaurant in Kenmore Square, managing partner Jay Bello says patrons can go mask-free, but staff wants to keep wearing masks for the next few weeks. He says he's hopeful, but what's happening right now feels a little like deja vu.
Last summer, we kept our masks on our faces for a couple extra weeks, and actually everything ticked up, and I think we only had our masks off our faces here for about a week and a half before everybody said you have to put your mask back on your faces. So we just feel like it's been 2 years. They don't really bother us all that much anymore.
Bello was talking about the Delta surge last summer that was the impetus for the order. Harvard epidemiologist Bill Hanage says the threat of a new variant is always omnipresent. But because Omicron causes milder illness in vaccinated people than Delta, another potential surge in cases would be different.
You're going to see more infections than you would have had the mask mandates been in place. But those infections are not as likely to be consequential as they were earlier on in the pandemic.
Hanage says it's likely masks will be required again if cases rise significantly. Some, including Mayor Wu, have said that may be the case in the fall. Joe Spalding is the CEO of Boston's Box Center, which manages the Wang and Schubert Theaters. He says the center supports the mayor's decision, but also hopes masks are gone for good. Right now, Spalding says the only time masks and proof of vaccination will be required is if a particular show or performance say they are necessary.
We were the last industry to reopen. We were the first industry to close. But today, I'm extremely hopeful. I'm extremely excited about that we're getting back to normal.
Many major museums are also doing away with masks, including the Museum of Fine Arts and the New England Aquarium. The Museum of Science is located along the Boston-Cambridge line, so it will require masks until March 13th, when Cambridge's mask mandate ends. Museum President Tim Ritchie says visitors are advised to still mask up, even when it's not mandated. Still, he says Massachusetts and the country are moving to the next stage of the pandemic, one more focused on personal responsibility.
I am really looking forward to the healing that will come when things move from mandates to individual choices.
Back at the Brattle Bookshop, owner Ken Gloss says he'll be wearing his mask at work for the time being, but for a different reason. At the end of the month, he's determined to make a very special trip.
First time in 2 years, I'm going to get on a plane and fly to Africa to see my new grandson. Before the pandemic, we used to be on a plane 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year, and we haven't been on since. I can't imagine that everybody's not hopeful.
After 2 years of pandemic restrictions, there's cautious optimism in a city that no longer requires masks, for now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Beilan.